Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We are going to talk about the press release that was released by Secretary Kennedy. Today, March 27th, 2025, I'm going to dive into this press release. We're going to be looking at the Health and Human Services website. We're going to look at some of these inconsistencies in terms of radical transparency, and we're going to see what information is being hidden and what is being given. We're going to be looking at some of the transformation of these programs in the department, and I'm going to share with you what some of you have been saying is quite an interesting coincidence related to Bob Kennedy. Before we do any of that, let me thank the sponsor of our video. That is over at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, we're talking about getting your hands on physical gold. Noble Gold Investments has a market update for you. Gold is up 46% in a year, doubling NASDAQ and the S&P 500 gains. But this is not just another rally. The world reserves are shifting as investors rush to secure physical gold, creating a massive supply gap. Gold appears to be vanishing from the market, but you still have a chance. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com today and turn the panic of others into your profit. Make a qualified invest and Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. So check it out, friends. It's noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll have a link for you below the video along with the disclaimer. There's always a risk with any kind of investment. Of course, there's never any guarantee, but get your questions answered by the experts at 877-646-5347. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, here we have Secretary Kennedy with a short video announcement saying that, and I quote, "We are streamlining HHS, Health and Human Services, to make our agency more efficient and more effective. We will eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization." Are you ready? It's called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. Hey, that kind of sounds like the Healthy American, because my acronym is HA, the Healthy American. This overhaul will improve the health of the entire nation to make America healthy again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't think you can make anyone healthy, and I don't think you make a nation healthy. A nation is made up of individuals, and individuals are responsible for their own health. I don't understand why the government wants to be in charge of individual health. It is up to us. But let's do a little more of a deep dive. I want to share with you this. Back in the day, Kennedy used to talk about democracy quite a bit. And I've done several videos reminding him and others that we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional representational republic, which means we have the guardrails of the Constitution. And I noticed that after I spoke about this and others were reminded of it and spoke out about it as well, Kennedy and others started to change their tune. And instead of saying that they wanted to restore democracy and defend democracy, they started saying, "We are going to restore the republic." So I count that as a win. Here's another one. Kennedy has often said that he is in favor of vaccine safety. And I find that a very curious phrase to use. I would, instead of using the word safety, I would use the word danger. I don't like putting the word safety with the word vaccine. I think it goes in the wrong direction. And he has been fixated on having more children get these shots in order to prove that poison can never be safe. And many of you have said, "Peggy, he just has to say that." He knows that there can never be these safety trials that are going to yield safe and effective products. And my question is, exactly how many children are going to be harmed in the meantime with this so-called charade that you are saying, where I actually believe he wants that, because more product testing enriches the pharmaceutical companies, and sadly, it harms children at the same time. I've shared with you many, in fact, let's do this. I've shared with you many statements from Kennedy where he supports an uptake in these shots. He wants to protect them. I suggested that Children's Health Defense change its name to Children's Vaccine Defense because of RFK Jr.'s statements, which, by the way, many people in the beginning said that I was taking them out of context, that he didn't really mean this, that he had to say it. And now people are trying to turn themselves inside out to justify what I've said, that he is the right man for the jab. And I stand by that. He recommends that parents follow the CDC vaccine schedule for their children. He has said it publicly without equivocation, without saying, well, in certain cases, or you should look into it. These were very bold and blatant statements. And I would like to know if he's going to apologize to the children that were harmed, to the parents who followed his advice. And I have many of these videos and clips here on my Instagram channel. And also I have a whole playlist about RFK on my YouTube channel. And the reason I say that is because I have been following his vaccine safety project for some time. I've been exposing this. And it's interesting that after I did this, they buried this page on the Children's Health Defense website. So I'm glad that someone, I don't know if it's from someone in Kennedy's circle, is watching my videos and making changes. And I'm glad to see that. I do find it rather interesting that in his latest announcement, this just came out today, March 27th, the transformation to make America healthy again, that they are going to restructure the functions of the department, and they are creating a new administration for a healthy America, AHA. I just find this so endearing that it's similar to the Healthy American and my acronym HA, and this is the Administration for a Healthy America. Let's take a look at exactly what this says and what this is going to do. You know, this is a very, let's take a look at this press release. We're going to click through to the fact sheet and we'll see a summary of his plan. So they are going to, well, I'm going to share with you the transparency that is not very transparent. So there are 82,000 full-time employees. They will be reduced to 62,000. 28 divisions will be consolidated to 15. 10 regional offices will become 5. Now, friends, I've spoken about this before. Some people are going to applaud this and say, yippee, that's fantastic. Do you see what's really happening? It's centralizing the power. And centralizing power is the wrong direction, in my opinion. Let's go on to take a look. Well, I will leave this for you. What I want to share with you is the hypocrisy of the so-called radical transparency. Here we are on the page of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. We'll be right here on the homepage, and there is a welcome message from Secretary Kennedy. Of course, we've got somebody in the facial device there, and telehealth, so we can move more into AI. And then when you click on radical transparency, it says that they're going to be radically transparent, that we're going to be able to see and hear and know everything they're doing. So what I did is I went to HHS and I wanted to find out about the budget. So I clicked on budget and performance, and I wanted to find out what the budget is for 2025. So I clicked on the budget for 2025. Are you ready? Oh, so sorry. This is archived content. You're not able to see what the budget is for 2025. Well, maybe because it's a new year. Let's look at the 2024 budget, shall we? Oh, so sorry. This is archived content. You are not able to see under our radical transparency. Well, here it is, what the budget is. Let's go back and see if that will pop up, because when I went to it for 2025, I could not find anything. Maybe I just needed to wait a little bit longer. I just find it interesting. Oh, here's the little counter. Is that going? Ah, I just didn't wait long enough. It said archived content. Are we going to get it? There we have it. The budget in brief. Well, what I did is I giggled it instead. And let's take a look, shall we, at what the budget is. So for the fiscal year 2025, the budget request has increased by $1.32 billion, $132 billion. How do you like them apples? So a $1.8 trillion budget. I'm just floored. Why do we need that money? It doesn't make sense to me. Let's continue to look here. Is the organizational chart. Look at how many departments are here and why in the non-spinning world do we need them? Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Financial Resources, Administration for Children and Families, Administration for Community Living. Here, this ARPA, Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, is what Susan Monares has been heading up. And I read into this and I watched some videos and none of it made any sense to me. If anyone can make sense of what it is they're doing and why this department is needed, please let me know. I would, for one, could say that this is a department that could be shut down altogether. So I just wanted to make a short video for you, friends, about Health and Human Services, that they have a new plan for centralizing the for centralizing their operations. From 28 divisions, they will be consolidated to 15. I think it probably is a good thing that some jobs are going to be eliminated if they're done so thoughtfully and carefully, and they scrutinize what jobs need to remain and what can be cut. I am not in favor of centralizing power, decentralizing power. This is quite unnerving. That feedback is the way to go. So just wanted to share with you the Administration for a Healthy America. I thought that was rather clever. And I wish Kennedy well. I hope that he will be able to reclaim and right the ship, so to speak, and to actually get the things done that we the people would like to see get done. For example, freeze all of those recommendations on the schedule. That's as clear as I can make it on this channel. That would be a step in the right direction. And to stop calling for all of these safety tests that you know and I know only enrich pharmaceutical companies while harming children. Thanks for being on board, friends. I'm resting my voice a little bit, so short video for you today. And I will be back with you tomorrow, always over at my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.